Welcome to LPI on Health, a podcast series to inform you about the recent micronutrient research and events coming out of the Linus Pauling Institute at Oregon State University. For more information, visit our website at lpi.oregonstate.edu.
This is Sandra Uesugi. I talked with Anna Su and Yang Song, two graduate students of Dr. Emily Ho. They shared their experience as graduate students at the LPI and had some tips for students considering research and graduate school.
My name is Yang Song. I came from China 3 years ago. My research field is focused on the zinc and the prostate cancer, mostly to see if zinc deficiency will cause some risk factor of cancer.
My name is Anna Su, and this is my third year in the PhD program, and my project involves looking at dietary factors in the Asian diet that might affect prostate cancer outcome.
How did you become interested in the research?
I went to the public health school in China, so in there they teach lots of nutrition and epidemiology stuff. It's actually a medical school, so in that place I feel interested in nutrition. And my bachelor degree thesis is about nutrition.
I worked in a lab when I was an undergrad in environmental molecular toxicology department, and I did a lot of molecular genetics work. And so I really like working in a lab, and then I met Emily, Dr. Ho, and I started working in her lab for a term to see what everything is before I figure out what I want to do with my life. And I really like what she's doing, mm-hmm. and nutrition is really fun, so I just ended up sticking around and tried to finish a graduate degree.
And was there anything particular that attracted you to Emily's lab?
In her introduction, she focused on the how dietary factor affects the cancer, which is the field I'm very interested mm-hmm. in. Mm-hmm. And I wrote to her, she wrote back, and she willing to provide the fellowship to me, so uh-huh. I came here.
What are some of the things that Emily does that make it a good lab to be in?
She works hard herself. Like, she sets the example. I think she's the hardest working person in the lab. She's, like, the first to be there. Before she had the baby, she was the first to be in her office and the last to go. And but she's really successful. I mean, mm-hmm. being a woman in science, I mean, she sets a really good example. And and she makes it so that we don't ever have to worry about funding, and that's great.
Yeah,
you know?
she made birthday cake for everybody.
Yeah, she's very caring.
She bring cookie and the Christmas gifts.
She has high expectations.
High expectations.
But she's very caring.
What are some things that you really enjoy about your research here?
I think one thing is that Emily is a faculty in LPI. And LPI is really good because for my experiments, actually I did lots of experiments in different LPI labs, almost all of the labs.
Yeah. So the LPI facilities has helped you?
Yeah, really help.
Opportunities to collaborate and learn a lot of different essays that might not be mm-hmm. in your lab.
I did vitamin C in Bo's lab, Bo's Fry's lab, mm-hmm. vitamin in Doc Traber's lab, and isoprostin in the oxidative stress lab. Mm-hmm. It's really fun.
Just different backgrounds, and you can learn different things from different labs and different PIs that are not usually available in other departments that mm-hmm. just strictly one, mm-hmm. you know,
that's
major
to hear.
Or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where would you like to go with your research after you finish?
She will go to medical school,
definitely. I will go to medical school.
I would like to keep doing research, maybe first be a postdoc in some lab other than your OSU, get into some new environment, new lab, new person, mm-hmm. And maybe be a faculty in the future.
Uh-huh. Would you like to stay in the United States or go back to China?
First stay, I think, because the environment is much better. The research, mm-hmm. the labs, many famous scientists are in America.
And Anna, what do you want to do with a medical degree?
It'll give me more options, I think. So I can do a lot with both degrees, mm-hmm. you know, if I decided to do research in the future. And At this point, I'm not really sure. I do want to go into pediatrics, and that doesn't really have a lot to do with prostate cancer. So we'll see how that ties mm-hmm. in. Maybe oncology, childhood oncology, mm-hmm. like that.
Do you have any advice for students, undergraduates, or even high school students?
I think one of the best advice I got when I was young, in the undergrad program was any chance you have, go to different seminars. Usually they're open to public. And talk a lot with faculties. And that's one thing I didn't do a lot when I was undergrad because I was scared, thinking that, you know, what am I going to mm-hmm. say to all these smart people? And I'm going to look so stupid. But that's one of the best things that you can do mm-hmm. is just usually the professors are so nice that you can just talk to them. And, yeah, talk about different research interests and definitely don't stick to one lab the 4 years. That's what I did. And I think, you know, just rotate different labs and try different things. And that's how you can figure out what you really are interested in.
Yeah.
I have to say, though, when you go to, like, LPI conference or, like, go to other conferences and see, like, how important your work actually is,
yep.
It takes you out of the perspective of having to like be in the same room every day, and it's a sense of
yeah.
accomplishment, and
yeah.
that's like, you know, it makes us happy that we're actually making a difference in
mm-hmm.
this world. And
great. Well, thank you very much.
Oh,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thanks for tuning in. On behalf of everyone at the Linus Pauling Institute, we wish you optimum health. Have an awesome day.